You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. For people who depend on Social Security, October is a big deal. That's when the Social Security Administration makes its annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA. Basically, they change the amount beneficiaries get depending on inflation. The new checks will start in January, and that means a lot for Florence Carlson. She moved to Florida 13 years ago with her husband.
So we were both collecting Social Security, and when he died, then I continued to take his Social Security, and it probably was very little less than what I'm getting now, because as you know, through the years, Social Security has not kept up with, you know, with cost of living.
Carlson's 90 now. She lives in a senior community, which she likes, but it isn't cheap. She has to pay for internet, car insurance, homeowners insurance, groceries. So how far does her Social Security go?
Let me see. I'm going to take a paper and pencil and do a quick calculation.
Carlson gets about $1,150 a week.
About $14,000 a year.
She calculated her expenses to be about $60,000 a year, and when you put that up against how much she gets from Social Security...
So maybe 22%?
Maybe a tad higher. And Carlson doesn't have any other income, though she has savings. So where did that $1,150 number come from anyway? Stay with me here. The Social Security Administration uses an inflation measure called the Consumer Price Index for Wage Earners and Clerical Workers, CPIW for short. Catchy, huh? So the CPIW looks at the cost of a whole basket of goods and says, all right, this is how much someone who's working would pay for these things.
Exactly. And that really is where the issue about whether it's appropriate for Social Security beneficiaries comes in, because the basket of goods that is made up of the CPI is reflective of the consumption patterns of workers and not retirees.
That's Gary Koenig, an economist at the AARP. He says the CPIW doesn't do a good job adjusting for what retirees spend money on, like prescription drugs.
And that is the big driver of the difference between the, using a CPIE, Consumer Price Index, for older Americans versus what's currently used, which is the CPIW.
Aha. You heard Koenig say CPIE. Well, so he supports that. It's a different way of calculating Social Security payments. CPIE stands for the Experimental Consumer Price Index for the Elderly, and it's what it sounds like.
If you look at someone who receives Social Security benefits for, let's say, 20 years, moving to an index that is more reflective of the purchasing power of older Americans, like the CPIE, would translate into about a 4% higher benefit than they would under the current COLA.
A reminder, COLA is the cost of living adjustment. It is acronym city here today. So this sounds great, but it's a tough sell because the Social Security Trust Fund will run out by 2034. There will still be money coming in, but not enough to pay out the benefits people are used to. And some economists say that using the CPIE, well, that could speed up the end of the trust fund because the benefits could be more generous. Plus, remember, it's an experiment.
It's an experimental measure. The BLS is clear that it is not a fully baked official measure of inflation.
Ah, acronym city. BLS is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that was Andrew Biggs, a conservative economist at the American Enterprise Institute. For him, the CPIE is just a benefits increase that hasn't been fully thought out.
There are other measures of inflation, including what's called the chain-weighted CPI, that are superior in the sense that they better account for how people change their purchasing habits in response to changing prices.
For example, if one drug becomes more expensive, then someone might just switch to a cheaper brand. The CPIE doesn't measure this. And there are even more ways to measure all this stuff. And guess what? We will get into more acronyms in a later episode. But the main point for recipients like Florence Carlson is whether Social Security actually makes people feel secure.
I feel as though my money is just diminishing monthly. I just continually have to draw on whatever capital I have left. And if I don't live too much longer, then that'll be fine. But if I do, I actually could run out of money probably in, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years. Certainly, I can't think of anybody who could live on Social Security.
If you want to share your story about living on Social Security or how you change it for the future, get in touch. You can email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org.